in here.
Did you catch that lyric? Listen again. Forget the melody, just hear the words.
Let's get retarded in here.
Did the Black Eyed Peas really just use the word retarded? Didn't we learn not to use words like that in elementary school? Well, Black Eyed Peas, what do you have to say for yourselves?
In this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your necks.
Okay, I'm willing to concede that the Black Eyed Peas didn't mean any specific disrespect if they're willing to admit that their song uses substandard language and it's potentially hurtful. The word retarded carries with it a lifetime of oppression. Retarded is a word our grandparents may have used in a time when developmental disabilities weren't understood, before Rosa Parks moved from the back of the bus, before women were welcomed to the workplace and respected as equals. We've come a long way since that time, so why do we allow this type of language to persist, especially in popular music that speaks specifically to the young people whose minds are being shaped and molded by the world around them? Isn't all this negativity harmful to the way we perceive those around us who are different? Take Robert Hajjar, for example, born 31 years ago with Down syndrome. Robert's family was told that he would only be a burden.
31 years ago, when I was born, the doctors told my parents to put me away, bye, and forget about me. They said I would not walk or talk or do what other kids do. They painted a very sad picture of my life and my future.
Robert is the founder of Ideal Ways Charities. He's dedicated himself to positively re-educating mainstream society by publicly empowering persons with disabilities. Robert's charity provides amenities to low-income individuals with disabilities. So, is Robert retarded? I guess the argument rests upon how you use the word. When you say retarded, if what you mean to say is stupid, awful, or backwards, then no. Robert is none of those things, and the word retarded just doesn't apply. So, should someone tell the Black Eyed Peas that they've misused the word retarded, and they are, in fact, being disrespectful?
Everybody, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Get into it, yeah. Get stupid,
come on.
Get retarded,
come on.
Get retarded,
yeah.
Get retarded.
Well, I think it's pretty clear. They literally say, get stupid, get retarded. It's sad, it's hurtful, and it's wrong. So what do you think our friend with Down syndrome, Mr. Robert Hajjar, would say about that?
I have done so many things in my life. I will forgive you if you called me handicapped or retarded, because you did not know me.
Mr. Robert Hajjar is a bigger man than I. But would it be as forgivable if a popular artist didn't sing about a generic negativity, but if the artist provided a specific context for an individual with a developmental disability and he sung about it? And what if the artist wasn't elusive about his intentions to be offensive? What if he made his mission to belittle? I'm speaking, of course, of rap artist Eminem. He makes no apologies for his language. In a song written and performed by Eminem called Rain Man, yes, that Rain Man, the song is written about the Academy Award-winning movie directed by Barry Levinson about the relationship between an autistic man and his brother. The movie took in 4 Academy Awards, seemingly a triumph for understanding the tender complexities of individuals with autism, and yet Eminem mocks the autistic character.
Definitely dope.
I find that offensive.
You find me offensive. I find you offensive for finding me offensive.
This is the kind of childish garbage that is getting airtime on our airwaves. And what's the point? Perhaps it wouldn't surprise you to learn that Eminem has 0 experience with individuals with disabilities, but he'd like you to believe that he's the authority. So what do we do? Do we tolerate his lyrics and chalk it up to his lot in life? Or do we ask artists who are getting airtime on our airwaves to have a social conscience and moral fiber? I asked Derek, a a special services support worker with Extend a Family Waterloo Region. That's a not-for-profit organization that ensures the rights of individuals with disabilities of all ages and promotes friendships in their lives by fostering a meaningful relationship. Derek told me...
No, like, I can take a joke, but with this particular song, it just sounds like he's going on saying, this is how I actually feel about it. This is how it is. This is, you can't stop me. So it's a very strong song.
I asked Christy, a sexuality, marriage, and the family Bachelor of Arts grad and a support coordinator with Extend a Family Waterloo Region, why she thought that preying on individuals with disabilities seemed to be such a popular pastime. Christy explained.
I think the problem is it's easy, right, to make fun of people who have disabilities because they're a more vulnerable population.
Allow me to introduce to you Stephen Lynch, an American stand-up comedian and musician, and a Tony Award-nominated actor who's known for his songs mocking daily life and popular culture. Stephen Lynch wrote a song called Special Olympics. Yes, a comedic song about the Special Olympics and those who compete in the games. And the song goes like this.
Watch them run. Watch them fall, yeah. Watch them try to catch a ball. Olympics, Special Olympics. Watch them laugh, watch them drool, watch them fall into the pool. That's diving. The Special Olympics.
Christy had this to say about the audible audience reaction in the clip.
People feel less bad. They're like, oh, well, haha, everybody knows it's wrong, so it's okay to laugh, which makes it even worse again, right? Because you just feel less guilty about laughing.
At this point, it occurs to me that my panel is composed of people who have studied in the field of social work and have worked hands-on with individuals with disabilities. They've experienced the joy of making a connection with people in this community, and they've been exposed to and made aware of how individuals with disabilities are differently abled, but not less capable. On the whole, anything I play for them that has the capacity to offend will likely offend them. This is close to their hearts. So I turned back to Robert Hajar, the 31-year-old business-minded man who began his own charity, a man who was born with Down syndrome, and I remembered him saying this.
Men are born equal, but they also born different.
Robert doesn't deserve to hear the word retarded. And if Robert attended the Special Olympics, I wouldn't laugh at him. So I won't laugh at those who oppress individuals like Robert. Make a difference. Pay attention to what you hear and pay attention to what you say, because you just never know who's listening.
What do you think those doctors will say about me now?